Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a great show today. Listen, if you're in startup mode, if you're in business mode, I've got the right founder and chief operating officer on the show today to unpack it all for you. I've been able to invite Miss Emily Berliner, and she is the founder and chief operating officer at a great company called EBO Consulting. And what they do is remarkable. They've been able to establish a great reputation in the field. They help businesses. They help businesses grow. They help businesses from startup all the way through acquisition and the sale of their company. I have so many questions and so many people have reached out to me and they said, Jake, listen, we want you to bring an expert on the show in this sort of business consulting space that's able to take a company from startup all the way through acquisition. They sent in so many questions by email and by text to me that they want me to ask. So let's get right to it. Emily, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure to be here, Andy. I am very, very honored and I'm excited to hear the questions and share my journey. It's been a pretty crazy one. So hopefully I can give you some fun anecdotes and some history behind what it is that we do and how we do it.
Well, it's awesome to have you on the show. I mean, you know, when we think about companies that are able to build their business from referrals and from people talking about what they're able to do with your company. I mean, it's incredible what you've been able to do with your team at EBO Consulting. But as you know, what we like to do on the show, very first thing, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet and tell us about EBO Consulting.
Okay. So ultimately, EBO Consulting is a small business. We are a two-person team, a CEO and a COO. The CEO is Mitchell Laird, who is also, for full disclosure, my spouse. We've been working together for 3.5 years in this capacity with EBO Consulting, providing support and solutions to small and medium-sized businesses who are either in that startup mode and they're really just seeking some initial consultation. They just don't really know which direction to go. They have 1,000 ideas. They want to do this, this, and this, or they have that one really, really good idea and don't have the administrative or operational know-how to get it all organized and set up. So that on the startup side, and then individuals who have been in business a few years and maybe are looking to improve their processes and systems. We do very intense strategic mapping and process mapping sessions in order to provide that picture of what it is they do and how they get from point A to point B. Because a lot of people don't think about that. And then all the way through, like you said, to the exiting acquisition. So if a business is looking to, especially we know in the past 18 months, a lot of businesses have exited. So getting their ducks in a row to establish that exit has been a huge, huge, huge benefit that we've brought to the clients that we work with. So that's kind of the A, B, and C look, I guess.
I love it, Emily. Listen, you're doing such great things. I mean, you and Mitchell have really created a wonderful business, a wonderful sort of approach to business. So let's talk about it a little bit because you have a lot of companies now that have heard what you and Mitchell are able to do at EBO. Mm-hmm. They reach out to you. What does that first conversation sound like, Emily? What kind of questions do they have? What kind of big problems are they looking for you and Mitchell to step in and help them solve?
It's very varied, incredibly varied. I think it will depend on how they contact us or if we're contacting them. We've been very fortunate. 98% of our business has been very organic referrals, which is awesome. So we very rarely need to reach out, which is great. But when those that do, if we happen to know them through somebody else, if they're an acquaintance or somebody referred them that, you know, through somebody we know, that conversation has varied between, I have a business idea. I want to start it. I want to establish an LLC or want your guidance on X, Y, and Z to do so. And I want to get all my base level stuff. So a lot of the times they'll come up and say, and they'll already be prepared. You know, a lot of those really savvy folks, that's a very common, I'd say a very common request that comes through. And then on another scale, we have old individuals that will come to us trying to find a fit for somebody to do a business plan, for example, or to maybe they have some back end administrative changes going on and they need some staff training support, that kind of a thing. So you'll get very specific requests, less like, I just need startup support, more, I need this, this, and this. And then you have our legacy clients who are, we're on demand. We're like the bat, that he flashes the bat signal and we're there. That's the best way for me to describe it. Like he literally has, he'll be in it. This is an arborist that I work with. He owns a local Pulse Tree Service. This is a company. He's amazing. Paul Kozinski, absolutely incredible guy. But he'll be up in a tree and he'll call me or text me and be like, I need a bill of sale. I need a purchase agreement for something. I need this. I need a contract drafted. I need you to call our office team and do this. And okay, gotcha. Bye. And that's, you know, and that in and of itself is the way in which we do business because we want to accommodate all walks of life, all business types, people that, you know, are mom and pop shops all the way up to the middle, you know, the medium growing establishments. And it's such a joy. It is an absolute joy to be able to provide every level of support to, you know, the very experienced entrepreneur who's taking us seriously. And, you know, that helps me get out of my imposter syndrome too. I'm like, wow, you're listening.
I love it.
My technical expertise matters. So
yeah, I love it. It's really great what you're able to do. You have these three core divisions that really caught our attention that we really like. You engage, you build, and you optimize. And we love this so much, especially for, you know, someone reaching out and maybe they have an idea. Maybe they're, you know, watching Shark Tank, for example, and they come up with an idea that they want to build something. They have an idea for a business or they're very creative, or maybe they're working for somebody else and they say to themselves, you know, I think maybe I want to stop working for someone else and I want to work for myself, but I don't know sort of the A to Z. I don't know really how to get to where I'm going. So I need someone to really reach out and help me. You know, maybe they're out at a restaurant, you know, God willing, you know, things are open up now, or maybe they're talking on the phone or a Zoom call. And of course, EBO consulting comes up in the conversation. They reach out to you and they say, hey, look, I have an idea and I want to sort of make it happen. I want to take control of my own destiny in my own life. You also provide some coaching for those people as well and sort of give them some ideas based on your background and experience on how to sort of get through the tough times and the obstacles to start that business.
Correct. Absolutely. It's all something that I apply and Mitch applies through practice. I mean, purely our support mechanisms and our consultation comes from a lot of research and learning, but also through the actual practice of interacting with different staff members and understanding, you know, different people along the way in order to make your business grow, because you're going to have those interactions and you're going to have to obtain clients. And, you know, I think through our lifetime, we've had, both Mitch and I have had a lot of different experiences that have culminated and brought us to where we are, but it has created a space for us to give back so much. And a lot of what we give back, I think, is also the way we conduct ourselves. So with coaching, especially new entrepreneurs, you know, there's all the admin ops side, but there's also the personality side, the side where they can meet us and know that you don't have to be on hustle crazy mode all the time. And like, you can be really, really good and nice. And I'm like, I'm love being nice to people. I feel like that's just so overlooked anymore. And so I think we give people an opportunity to actualize their goal because they see that it's doable and that it's not totally outside of the realm of possibility. And I am very transparent with our clients and in our journey, but also that not only are we not in this, we're social entrepreneurs, I guess would be the best way to describe it. You know, 50% profit driven, but 50% community driven.
I love it, Emily. It's so powerful, and people know and can see your passion through the screen, what you and Mitchell have been able to put together. One thing that's really great for your clients, and one thing that EBO has become known for is, you know, if I have a question or I want, you know, some communication, it's so easy to get through to you. I mean, you know, you're known for getting back to people so quick. I mean, I can get through to you on a text or a cell or, you know, through Zoom very easily. With other sort of coaches, it almost seems like, you know, you have to wait for days for them to get back to you, and sort of, you know, you have to go through a voicemail string and a voicemail opportunity, and then you get a recorded message. In your particular case, you're there and you've made your name by being very, very responsive to your clients. Where did that come from, Emily, for you and Mitchell? Where's that passion to always being available for your clients at the time they need you most?
So that stems from a couple of things. For me personally, it's twofold. One, number one, my dad, my stepdad, passed away 3 years ago, October 25th. And he was my life. He was just a wonderful, wonderful man, had a huge impact on me. So it was hard, you know, it was really hard when he passed, but prior to that, he owned and operated a car rental and delivery freight business out in Bethel, Alaska, which is the southwest town, 400 air miles out in the middle of nowhere where I grew up. And he had a work phone, and that work phone never left his side. And he had to be available 24/7. And I worked with him for many years too. So I worked as his office manager, and he was my mentor, and, you know, on every capacity, out in like the bitter cold in really, very rural, not pleasant conditions. It was a really tough time. But the point is, he instilled in me the importance of being available, of being present, and not just being present and available, but being there to solve the problem that's at hand. And in his case, it was changing a tire, somebody locked out of their rental car, or a freight delay, or whatever. You know, he was able to respond to that. And so I think that was a huge impact on me personally. I think Mitch, his personal journey as well, has just instilled in him, he's got that nature. He's just very much like that. And so now working together, we have both experienced in our professional lives the frustration with the lack of responsiveness from potential clients or customers or, you know, employees or supervisors or whatever, all my life. And I find it very, very unprofessional. I find it very frustrating. And so I know that if somebody's trying to reach us, we try to give them as many avenues as possible. Now, people are pretty realistic, but I'm not leaving something for 48 hours. I might leave it for 24 hours, but that's probably like at the top end, because at the very, very least, like if I'm just sending something to one of our clients that, you know, regular thing, they might respond, "Oh, thanks." And I'll be like, "Okay, thanks for confirming." Or I always confirm receipt. Always, always, always best practice. So the long and short of all of that is for me, it's very deeply instilled, and Mitch and I just practice at that level of, hey, you know, we got to respond. Yeah, we're good. We just practice the same mindset and the same approach. And so really what you get with him is what you get with me, and vice versa. You're not getting even really different approaches to like the way we talk to people, or just chatty. And nice. So anyway, that's where that comes from.
I like it, Emily. And it comes through, you know, when people speak to other people, they know when you have a when you have an interest in them. They know when you have a vested interest in them, and they know when you're listening and you're caring. And that's one of the things at EBO that you really become known for. When you work with Mitch, you know, it's a husband and wife team, and you know, it's very fascinating to have you on the show. What percent of your time during the day is thinking about your clients, thinking about building EBO into the, you know, into the world-class company that you've been able to build it already with, you know, just the two of you sort of heading up the company in Anchorage? What percent of your time is thinking about business, and what percent of your time are you able to not think about business and maybe sort of clear your heads a little bit?
I struggle more than he does. just because I think I don't like to use like type A type, whatever personality descriptions, but I'm just very concerned about ensuring that our livelihoods, you know, I think about livelihood, and I think like, you know, keeping the roof over the head and the clothes on the back and the food on the table type thing. So I'm very, and I'm just fully invested in this entity that we've built. That said, we are probably talking about business or business related or ideas or concepts probably about 75% of the day, like a large chunk, because then we try to break up our day so that we're not just fully sitting in front of the computer. So maybe mid-morning we'll take the dog for a walk, and then that morning walk we'll talk about various things and development ideas, etc. I think touching on that, it's interesting. I think we probably spend about 25% of the time thinking about EBO's development, EBO's own journey forward. And then the other 75% of that time, when we're actually talking business within the realm, it's client driven, and it's how we can best deliver that to clients. And I think that's something that I can actually kind of segue into and touch on, the fact that we're really very, very reasonably priced for a specific reason. We don't foresee us ever getting to a place where we're a multi-million dollar company unless somebody saw something. I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that there's a journey, that journey's that's not the path. Where the path is to reach as many people as possible, to touch as many businesses as possible. And in doing so, we can support ourselves and, you know, support our needs and some growth with incremental increases as we need to. And, you know, but being able to value base or price based on value is really the key. And that might mean that we interact with a new client that, you know, we'll work on a section of a deliverable just to ensure that they can afford it during that time. And then we'll move on to another deliverable when they're ready. Because it's not fair to anybody when it's like, here's your invoice or here's your quote, and we're going to do it all. You can't maneuver things. You can't manipulate things. That's ridiculous. I mean, nobody wants everything. Things are changing all the time. So we try to be very, very, you know, respectful of people and their needs and accommodate as we can, and charge as not as little as possible, but in a really comfortable range that other people can afford, especially newer entrepreneurs.
Emily, it makes all the sense in the world. What you're saying, I hear from great entrepreneurs all the time, is that, you know, you and Mitchell have kept the company very nimble. And, you know, you're thinking about your clients all the time, and you're putting the clients at the forefront. And while you're thinking about EBO consulting and perhaps how you're going to grow it, and all entrepreneurs think about that, the single most important thing that you and Mitchell are doing now, based on your 25 plus years of combined experience, is taking all your energy and putting it into your clients. Because, you know, if you put the clients first, then great things happen. And for the entrepreneurs watching the show, rewind what Emily just said, because it's very important. She almost gave you like a little mini Harvard MBA. She's saying to the team out here, she's saying to the people at .com magazine, she's saying to her clients and to the people watching the show that she's focusing on the clients. The single most important asset of EBO is the client. So if they focus away from the client right now in the EBO consulting entrepreneurial journey, that's not the right time to do it. Right now, the time is to focus on the clients, make sure they get this world-class service that EBO is becoming known for. And then, of course, the rest will sort of take care of itself as her and Mitchell continue down this entrepreneurial journey. So it's a remarkable lesson, Emily, you just gave. I sort of said it in a little bit different way, but it makes all the sense to me in the world, and I just love it so much. Focus on the clients, and that's what you do great. And I would imagine, Emily, that when a small business or someone that wants to start their business comes to you, or a medium-sized business, one of the things you talk to them about is how important it is to focus on your clients, how important it is to focus on your paying customers. And you and Mitchell really sort of honed in on that as part of this craft and part of this art that you have in your business. So when you talk to startup entrepreneurs and they come to you and they're talking about everything under the sun, about my technology and I've got this great idea and, you know, I've got this great team, all those things are important. But how often do you have to sort of get them focused in on the fact that they need to focus on that client to get some paying clients along the way?
It's pretty remarkable, actually, because sometimes people really do just that. They'll get surprised. For example, if I get a new potential new client and they say, are you open to new clients? Are you, you know, because they're the business, they're a business as well. So I'll be thinking along the lines of where they're at and what their level is at. And they'll go, I guess I'm open to new clients. And it's just kind of like, okay, let's take a step back. And taking that step back really is probably the number one thing we do, is that 30,000-foot view that you talked about initially. That taking them away from all the ideas and everything. And first and foremost, especially with new clients, just making sure they have all their compliance and regulatory stuff in line. For us, that's just very, very important. It's very, the ethics behind what we do, which is a huge, huge, huge part of EBO, it really lies behind that compliance regulatory side. So once we have all of that cleared away and we understand that they don't need anything sorted, we kind of shift them into how do you deliver what it is you do? And that's that process part. And that integrates with their customer relationship management side of things. And it, hopefully by streamlining said processes, that enables them to focus solely on their client. Their customer. It's a whole thing. And it's the same with even nonprofits, you know, focusing on the constituents and stakeholders is going to be driven by a really well-oiled back-end machine. And without the well-oiled back-end machine, you've got nothing. But you can go to a lot of different places. You can go to, there's a lot of really high-end consultants here. The thing that you're going to get with EBO consulting, and I probably have not said this, but I've thought it a million times. You touched on world-class service. That is a huge thing because we do have world experience. So we're very globally driven. And I've spent many years, I studied over in the UK in London. So I spent years as a undergraduate economist, studying to be an economist. And then I was an economist hired off of grad school. But visas didn't work out, came back to the States, you know, did other things and found a different journey. But I say that I also spent many, many years in Southeast Asia and traveling around the globe. And my parents were very, very wonderful and took us to many places. But again, I mentioned that because I've had a lot of exposure to a lot of different things. And I think that that brings to brings a different edge to what we do. And that edge, I think, is making, and I know people do this a lot, they might not talk about it, but they make their businesses look bigger than they are. You know, they always give off this impression of the team and the blah, blah, blah. We try to mesh the two things. So we're not giving off the wrong impression, but we're telling people, you're still going to get the best of the best. You're going to get like every single thing that we deliver to you is going to look like it was produced by the highest end, you know, a consultant in town or the highest end document development team or whatever. It's that added value of the vision that we bring and the marketing that we bring to the table, the branding that we bring to the table. We don't do that. We don't specialize in that. We're just good at honing in on what it is they need and how to deliver it in a fine, fine way. And I mean, you know, that's, we don't screw up in the formatting and the language and the grammar. It's just something that I won't let it go out. if it's not perfect.
I love it, Emily. Listen, you're a perfectionist. You really provide that type of experience for your clientele, and I love it so much. Let's talk about entrepreneurship a little bit, because you know, you and Mitchell have a great background, great experience. For the people that want to know more about Emily and Mitchell, you know, just Google them. I mean, their background and experience is just remarkable. Go to the website, of course, check it out. But let's talk about it, because you've been all over the world. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of entrepreneurs in this startup mode that maybe hit a pothole in the road. Maybe they hit a roadblock. You know, maybe they see something that they freeze in the frame, Emily. They don't know really how to get around it, how to get through it, how to get over it. So what type of advice do you have for the entrepreneurs watching the show that are hitting a roadblock in their business? And they might be saying to themselves, well, I could use a little of that, you know, that Emily EBO consulting advice about how to get through a roadblock. Maybe you could share what they need to do to get through that and the type of mindset necessary to help them get through it.
Sure. Call me. Text me, email me first and foremost. I think the main thing that I can truly say is things are going to change quick, and they're going to change regularly. Your first year in business is the most important year, because I mean, it really depends on so many different things as far as establishing that business and all the different things that we deal with in the back end and the how you want to progress. But if you're, you know, if you've had this vision, if you've had this dream and you've kind of started to get the pieces together, and then maybe there's a financial challenge or this, that, or the other, it can come from any angle. Do some research. And I say that in the sense that there are so many different options for funding opportunities, for free resources, for free templates, for free this, for, you know, everything can be obtained to get you started at a base level. If you are in that kind of like, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to get to that next stage, I can go talk to a resource, but they don't really want to do anything with me, and I need, in order to get funding, I need a business fund. You know, you don't necessarily, and that's again, like why I hope that people seek out folks like us, like consultants like us, because we can consult with you, not at cost. We can complimentary. If you have a question and you want to call, you can call us and ask us. And I think that's something that I want to get out there more and more, is to encourage people to seek out local consultants like ourselves. But going back to what you were saying, or to what I was saying with regard to these clients, I think, or excuse, not the clients, but the individuals, the business owners, I think that being able to be, I don't know how to describe this, being able to be very honest with what it is you want. And what's the outcome? Like, do you want to have a really profitable business? If you really want to have a profitable business, and that's where you're stagnating because, you know, and then, okay, let's start planning process. Let's start writing these things out. Some people aren't even writing things down. They're just conceptualizing, or they're saying, I make a really good muffin and I want to make this happen. And again, that can all happen. It just needs to be thought through. So I think that research part and that thinking things through and maintaining clarity and maintaining vision is my best guidance. But I often think that sometimes just the practice of like physically finding your, you know, finding kind of steps forward for yourself and saying maybe one of those steps is talking to a local consultant. Maybe one of the steps is talking to a local business development center. Maybe one of those things is going on SBA's website and looking at, or Small Business Administration's website, SBA.gov, and looking at their funding opportunities. Going to your local bank and seeing if there are any, or local institutions, whatever, city councils, city offices, and seeing about grants, and then go to your state websites and see if there are grants. I mean, there's a plethora of things to get you beyond whatever that pothole may is, or whatever it seems to be. And people are out there to help, and there are things out there that will cost you nothing. So I really would say just keep, I know it's like keep trucking, keep moving along. Take a step back and figure out all of those things, and then, you know, take those resources and strategies and put them to the test. And if the last thing is you're still staring down this abyss, then I honestly would please call us or check out our website and reach out and do a discovery session, because I'd love to talk to you about any and all of that.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. Now, listen, this is very interesting. That's great advice. Obviously, as an entrepreneur, if you're not hitting those potholes in the road, if you're not hitting those walls, you're just not pushing hard enough. So reach out to all of the available information that's there. Have mentors. Reach out to local consultants. Reach out to, of course, Emily and her team and what they're doing, because it's really, really interesting with what her and Mitchell are doing. Now, listen, when we talk about specializing in business structure, we talk about planning, going from A to Z. We talk about human resources. We talk about recruitment, right? We talk about meeting facilitation and what you touched on, regulatory and compliance support. All of these things are very important for companies to think about. And if they don't have the expertise in these specific spaces to reach out to someone like Emily, reach out to Emily, of course, and talk about it and see what they can do to help you out. Listen, this is a great entrepreneurial story, what you're doing. It's a great entrepreneurial story about the people that have reached out to you, who you have been able to touch and get from that point A to point C in such a strong way. I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show. The next time I invite you back, I'm going to have Mitchell on the show as well. We'll talk to both of you at the same time. I think there's so much to unpack with what you're doing with EBO and how you're able to take your clients from A to Z to be there for them every step of the way. Something you touched on that very rarely gets spoken about, and I actually love it, and it resonates for me, as sort of this nice factor. In business, we forget about that. In business, we want to do business with people that care about us, that make us feel good and understand our particular pains, our particular problems, our particular sort of thought about the way the world works at large. And I know, Emily, you're an expert at that, getting inside those heads and making sure you're able to provide the best possible service that you and Mitchell can for your clients. This has been a great show, and I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
It has been an absolute pleasure, Andy. Thank you so, so, so much. And please feel free to reach out to us anytime. All the information should be around. And can I mention one more thing? Do I have a second? Okay. EBO was just awarded the Better Business Bureau's Torch Spark Award for Ethics and Integrity. So I just wanted to give a shout out to ourselves for this really awesome honor. It's for businesses that have been, entities that have been in business less than 5 years. So it's a very, very cool thing. We're very proud of it. And I just wanted to mention that.
I love it, Emily. That's a great award, and it really is a vetted award. We know about that award. So again, congratulations so much, Emily, and thanks again for coming on the show. It's been awesome.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.